It's the Michael Mara Show.
Vice President Cheney said his last goodbyes via an exit interview with Jim Lehrer. Would you characterize his attitude in his exit interview as A, contrite, B, humbled, C, conciliatory, or D, schnitzengesungenheiten? Which is, of course, a German word that means defensiveness mixed with dickishness masquerading as introspection. Let's go to the tape.
Inauguration Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the program, we will have movie guy Colin Boyd
Snarky.
With his Oscar snarky nomination picks. Also, Bill Cosby will be returning to the program just past four.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Cos wants to come back on the show.
Wow.
And incidentally,
finish his thought.
If he wants to keep that thought going, I don't care. It's Bill Cosby.
I look forward to telling him, you know, the subject of football came up this weekend.
No, congratulations, incidentally, to the Arizona Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's your Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Later on in the week, we'll be talking to Lindsey Zarniak about that. Should be a very good one. I happen to be in Atlantic City with all the green jerseys.
Oh,
lots of happy people there.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a short drive for them.
Really helped when Carl also went go, Cardinals!
Oh, that doesn't help.
I thought seriously I was going to get my ass kicked.
Robert said that, you know, he wants to play football. I said, Robert, you can play football. He said, why? I said, Mr. Cosby said so.
That's right.
It was enough for him.
There's your excuse.
That's it.
Come on, Dad, let him play football.
And I said, not only will you not play football,
will you dissuade your young son from participating in athletic events?
Actually, Mike, absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, I was never encouraged to do it, but I was also never dissuaded. If I had wanted to play a sport, I'm sure it would have worked out. But instead, what I did I dedicated my effort towards theater
arts.
And you know what?
It's been so you today.
You lettered.
You've been so robbed today, and now you're in your tuxedo
shirt.
Here
I am standing with one cufflink on.
Hey, we're talking about the WJFK inaugural ball.
Yeah.
It's starting in about 20 minutes. We look forward to seeing you down there at the Clarendon Grill in Arlington. Got a 50-50 raffle. We've got door prizes. Should be a lot of fun. Some of the silent auction items, a Borgata trip, a Reston Limousine wine tour for two, Wizards autograph basketball, Joe Gibbs autograph football, and I love the 50-50 raffle.
The best.
Love me those. Clarendon Grill, one block from the Clarendon Metro. If you're frustrated with your Metro trip, want to hop off a little earlier and join us, we're all going to be out there. Directions, parking info, and all that you need at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's tonight at 7 with the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, everybody from the Mike O'Mara Show, dressed or not, and should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that.
You forgot to mention both Buzz Babes and Junkettes.
That's right.
Yes, there are going to be a lot of lovely ladies. I think they'll be in their evening wear.
I'll look into that.
Yeah, check it out.
What, have you evening wear?
Have you communicated with any of your Buzz Babes to find out what they're wearing this evening?
I have. You know they're going to be at their very best. The Buzz Babes are nothing if not classy. They're going to look great.
Should be a lot of fun. Also, on tomorrow's show, I'll talk about my knee.
Good.
As my body continues to fall apart as I approach the big 5-0.
Yeah.
And also, I will tell you all about the trip to Atlantic City. Another fabulously fruitful weekend.
All right. Another satisfactory visit?
Yes. Fruitful. Lovely.
How was the food?
Won't be going back to Bally's.
And there you have it.
That's all I wanted to say.
Fair enough.
Won't be returning.
Big finish.
Ever. But thank you.
Amen.
Should be a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a little bit of a rough situation.
I've looked at you playing. I'd like to have you back.
That's not going to happen.
What can we do to change this?
You know, nothing.
Would you like some more polenta?
No, thank you. But how about all those Philly fans up there? Yay, Philly! I did have a little wry smile on my face when I noticed the tragedy of another Eagles failure in the championship.
I don't know.
I thought
they looked great. And you know what's really nice is Andy Reid has grown a beard. And it really slims out his face.
What is the deal with that? Andy Reid in that post-game news conference, Jesus Christ. I mean, he seriously looked like a homeless person.
Yes.
An obese homeless person.
You know, I was going to say, give it a couple weeks.
I mean, and you could hear the voice was cracking. I like it when he yelled at his field goal kicker. I was like, you suck. It really looked like he was saying, you suck.
It was Akers who missed the extra point.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And, did you notice him?
Andy Reid was thrilled with that.
He took sort of a circuitous route back to the bench.
Yep.
Where he was not making eye contact. He did everything but look away from the coach and whistle.
And Andy was not having any of that. He was pissed off. Another tragedy for the Philadelphia. Hey, they won the World Series, so they got one thing.
And you know
belts.
What? They've got something that no one can take away, which is probably the prettiest town in America.
You know, and angry Pennsylvania fans.
Yeah.
They got one more chance though. They got the Steelers back.
That's right. right. Dem Stillers.
The Stillers.
That's right.
The Pittsburgh Stillers.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's how it's pronounced.
Yes.
All right, let's get another look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Well, you didn't have to be at the inauguration to sense the excitement. Millions of Americans watched on TV, as did much of the world. Much of the rest of the world behaves as though it's been waiting for this for some time.
Buzz, hold on.
What do you got?
The Dancing Stars.
The Dancing Stars.
The Dancing Red, White, and Blue Star
they're
and Stars.
Shiny.
They're dancing in front of the reviewing stand.
My review is in.
Now, Beth Ann, if you could turn on CNN right now, I'd like you to wear this outfit to the inaugural ball tonight. Please do.
Good luck.
That'd
look
be good.
At them.
And
aren't
you know
they
what?
Lovely?
Pantyless.
Yes. Do we ever get a final crowd estimate as far as what they really expected?
I heard today 2.1
million.
And I heard 2.5. It's going to be impossible to pin it down exactly.
And they're all going to be on Metro in about 20 minutes.
Exactly.
That's right.
They're all going to be on the escalator at Metro Center.
It's going to be fun. Here's the great thing about her inaugural ball. If you're mm-hmm. coming out from, you know, the burbs, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be empty.
Yeah, you're going against any traffic there might right. be.
Remember, CK.
If you're coming from, you know, Foggy Bottom, mm-hmm. it's going to be a little tight.
No, no, yeah, but if you're coming from, say, oh, I don't know, East Falls Church,
Beza
Gate.
Yes, walk.
Beza Gate.
All right, here we go, Buzz.
The rest of the world reacts, much of the rest of the world. Well, for example, in a village in Kenya, they slaughtered 2 bulls and 10 chickens to feed the celebrants for today. Blacks held screening parties in Britain, and news outlets in India and China were giving this great attention as well.
What did
you
slaughter?
Say blacks held screening parties in England?
Yes.
Just black people?
No, not just black people, but blacks did at community centers in Great Britain actually held screening parties late into the night.
Was Lennox Lewis there?
I do not know.
He's my favorite black guy with a British accent.
Lennox Lewis, the boxer.
Yeah, he's most excellent.
And news outlets in India and China as well. Even Russia's news agency bannered the headline, "Welcome, friend," followed by a story grousing about the past 8 years. Israeli papers are low-keying the event, but Israel was pulling its troops out of Gaza, hoping not to provoke a U.S. president whose support of Israel comes with conditions.
So don't get excited.
It's not a problem. Here's what we're going to do. Listen, don't piss off the new president. We want to take out him to get out very peacefully. We want you to be peaceful. We don't want you to be angry. We're sorry about that. We tried to get rid of the rockets.
That's right.
The cockamamie rockets are being shot into our territory. That's
right.
Where we're going to defend ourselves. That's the way it's supposed to go.
I like the other headline in the Israeli paper.
Which one? What was that?
Is that you finally caught that ant?
That ant. I got to get that ant. Meanwhile, we have this comments from Hamas.
Hey, there's no reason you got to worry about us. We're going to stop firing them rockets, otherwise you come back into our country.
Hamas was quoted as saying, man, I sure do want that meatball.
Let me get in my ant hole.
The Israeli invasion of Gaza did $2 billion damage. Saudi Arabia says it will pay for half the repairs.
Yeah, that's a big, big expense, isn't it?
But which half?
Yeah.
It's a half with a meatball.
I sure would want that meatball.
The Mideast will certainly keep incoming Secretary of State Hillary Clinton busy. But there's an impression today she was Obama's second choice.
Oh, they're making so much of this crap.
A lot of people are talking about this. On Oprah yesterday, Jill Biden said her husband had been offered a choice of jobs, vice president or secretary of state.
All right, we have to interrupt, Buzz. You'll understand why.
Yes.
Let's go to Robert the Angry Mailman, who is at the Clarendon Grill. Are you down there, Robert?
Can you hear me, fellas?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well.
How are you, Robert?
All right, I'm at the Clarendon Grill. I'm dressed to the nines. I'm waiting on you guys.
All right, very good. We're looking forward to coming down there. Do you have teeth or no teeth this evening?
I got a good vibes, man. I think it's going to be a great night.
What about your teeth, your dentures?
You have your dentures in or out, Robert?
Out.
All right.
I broke them.
Okay, thank you. We look forward to seeing you and partying with you on inauguration night, Robert.
I will smile, though.
All right. How's the crowd down there? How everybody
good
gathering?
Crowd, man. Good crowd. And Road Soda, I love you guys. They started jamming already.
Oh, fantastic.
They
I look
good.
Forward to it. We'll see you down there, Robert.
All right, brothers.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
Robert
right.
the mailman sure wants that meatball.
Great band.
How did you remember it? Because he really did. In the cartoon, he actually looks for a meatball.
It's maybe the best episode ever because the aardvark is having spaghetti at a picnic, and the ant says, man, I sure do want that meatball.
Nominated for a Peabody.
It was.
Yes, sir. Anyway, Jill Biden said her husband had been offered a choice of jobs, vice president or secretary of state. Joe Biden, usually the one to say the wrong thing, tried to shush his wife, but it was too little too late.
Do you think this was the whole... Oprah star effer syndrome on the part of Jill Biden, because she looked awfully excited to be on Oprah and to see Oprah. And, you know, I just think that's what it was all about, and that's why she got carried away.
Also, all the media outlets are reporting the shush, but it was never caught on camera, so there's really no proof that the shush existed.
The audience witnessed it. You know, there are many witnesses to that shush.
They all agreed.
She's going to be confirmed with Secretary of State. He's vice president. You know, they probably said something along the lines of, you know, if you don't want to serve as vice president, we want to have you as part of this administration, the Secretary of State.
Right.
And they were talking about maybe having Hillary be a vice presidential choice, too. And then she wasn't. She became secretary. So what the F does it matter?
Well, it doesn't. My goodness. In the end, the Obama administration says Hillary was not a second choice and that this whole thing was the result of a wacky misunderstanding.
Oh, a merry mix-up.
Exactly. Mix-up. Jill went on to say that Joe chose the vice presidency because it meant less traveling.
I see. And Oprah wanted the meatball.
I sure don't want that meatball. Sure do eat too many meatballs.
Sure do.
Despite the grim economy, Americans are upbeat about this Barack Obama fellow. The latest survey from USA Today and Gallup shows great confidence in his ability to address the economy and a host of other issues.
Don't let us down, Mr. President.
These are some high expectations and a whole lot of pressure. In other news today, millions of computers using Microsoft Windows are vulnerable to a new worm virus. It's already infected millions of computers that didn't have up-to-date security.
You tell that worm to stay out of that hole.
And stay out of that meatball.
That's an ant hole with a meatball in it.
Microsoft has a free downloadable patch for it. The security firms are all over it as well. All you have to do is update.
Man, I sure am glad I have Norton.
And I-70 in Frederick County, Maryland is open again after a 40-vehicle pileup yesterday that involved five semis.
We were coming down the mountain here, and everyone started hitting their brakes.
It was like a snow squall here, and everybody just started sliding.
Mm-hmm. And the Girl Scouts want you to know their peanut butter cookies do not contain the same stuff suspected in the latest nationwide salmonella outbreak. And finally, in Boynton Beach, Florida...
Boynton Beach!
Welcome, meatball.
A man went to jail over the weekend on shoplifting charges. Joseph Judd had apparently stolen an afternoon's entertainment, some video games, and a container of onion dip. He even dropped the items when security gave chase. But he shouldn't have tried to drive away with one of the security guards clinging to his bumper. That's why they arrested Joe later at home, where he was not playing video games or eating dip. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We appreciate it. Well, that's it. It's the end of our inauguration show for today. We are off to the Clarendon Grill. Hope to see you down there. We'll all be there with the Junkies and also Big O and Dukes, the Buzz Babes and the Junkettes. Yes, Rob Spiewak?
I have a question. You came in here filled with curiosity about the inauguration. Are you sated?
I am completely sated, and I will wrap it up by simply saying
this. Buzz's coverage, then.
This will piss off the people that said I swooned, because right now you're going to hear some swooning, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
I don't care where you come from, what you do, what your politics are. It doesn't really matter. But if you can't recognize the significance of this day, then I think you have blinders on, because whatever your politics, this is a very significant progression for the United States of America. And you know what? I watched, I was mentioning it before, all the inaugurations. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, W. Bush, Clinton. I watched those. I always thought this is one of the greatest things we do in a democracy, whatever your politics are. And this one is the most special one I've seen in my years on this planet. And I don't care who wants to slam me for saying that, because we do still have haters out there. But the haters have to recognize the fact that the message of this particular president is to chuck out the divisive politics of the past and try to bring us together. And if that's the message, I back him 1,000%, and I hope he's successful, because this was a great day for America. It's a great day for our standing in the world, and I feel proud. It might sound trite. I am proud to be an American today.
Here, here, Mike.
And if you don't agree with me, that's great, too, because we'll take your phone calls tomorrow, and we'll take your texts tomorrow, and you can talk about it, because that's what we do.
And we'll drink with you tonight.
We'll drink with you tonight. We disagree. But for today, congratulations, Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States. I'm happy. I hope you are, too. Congratulations to him, and Godspeed for his presidency. I hope he delivers what we all need him to deliver. We will see you at the Clarendon Grill, and we'll be back with another normal show tomorrow.
Well,
until then, for Rob and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara saying, see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.